Hello, everybody. Welcome to the start of another week with CrossFit Linchpin. It is Monday, August 8th, 2022. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. Whether you've been around for a while or if you're just joining, if you have not yet, you need to first watch a video that I attach to every Monday. It is entitled, New to Linchpin? Watch this first. That's going to give you all the critical backstory and information for all the little terms that I use in these daily videos. They won't make sense unless you watch that other video. So please go do that. It's a little on the longer side, I apologize, but you only need to watch it once and you're good. And then come on back. All right, so here we go. I trust you that you did that. Today's workout, kind of a play on grace, short and sharp grace, some double unders thrown in there, and instead of just doing clean and jerks, we're breaking it up into cycling some power cleans and cycling some shoulders to overhead. So we have three rounds for time, 50 double unders, 10 power cleans, 50 double unders, 10 push press. Those bigger chunks of work are going to be fun. The double unders will provide an annoying yet glorious little piece of interference on both the shoulders and the legs and the lungs. Just good times. 135 on the barbell for men, 95 for women is prescribed, but of course scaling is cool. We can take care of that for you. And this should be very similar to when you do grace. So if grace is a workout you traditionally scale, you'd probably want to consider scaling this. You know, usually in the grace neck of the woods, if you can do, let's say, 10 pretty steady, consistent clean and jerks of that weight, don't need to be unbroken. You can drop from the top, but at a pretty nice steady clip, and that's within your safe, realistic capacity, that prescribes probably where, you know, you could be. Okay, video of all the movements shown there as well. Super fitness robot time, 9 minutes or less, more likely in the area of 14 minutes. If you're not sure what those mean, or if you're not sure if there's wiggle room, that means you didn't watch the other video, so go watch the other video. Wild card option. Same as the regular workout of the day with a couple of just differences. We're lowering the loading, 115 for men, 75 for women. And then we have a little asterisk next to double unders, meaning you can do double unders or single unders in the wildcard version, and it's still considered the as prescribed wildcard. So I think that'll help a lot of people out. Scaled option has single unders right from the get-go. All the reps are the same, but we drop the loading down to 95 pounds for men, 65 for women. And then the limited equipment option, the old dumbbell crew, how we love you. We've got three rounds for time, 50 dubs, 13 dumbbell power cleans, pair of 50s for men, pair of 35 pounders for women, 50 double unders, and then 13 dumbbell push press at that same loading. And as we say all the time, even if you have a barbell, fire up the dumbbells every now and then. The variance will treat you right. We've got videos showing the movements there for the limited equipment crew. Their goal times are slightly different. 10, 15 or less would be super fitness robot. 16 minutes-ish would be the more likely. No equipment workout of the day. You got nothing, yourself and planet Earth. Three rounds for time, 50 jumping jacks, 50 glute bridges, 50 jumping jacks, 30 push-ups. Somebody will underestimate the jumping jacks, and it's gonna be fantastic. And those glute bridges, they're the same as you would do with a barbell, they're just no barbell. I like to do a 1 second pause at the top to get just a nice little contraction. And if you're just starting out, 2 feet on the ground will be just fine. If you want to make them extra spicy, you can just do 1 foot on the ground. Maybe do the first 25 out of that set of 50 with just your left foot on the ground. Second 25 to get to 50 reps with just your right foot on the ground. The other foot's in the air. Those are plenty hard, even with no weight. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. You've got some choices. Either strict shoulder press, get your sets and reps there in a video, or devil's press. It's four rounds if you do the devil's press, so it's, you don't do both. It's an either or, either the shoulder press or the devil's press. The devil's press would be 4 rounds of 1 minute of devil's press, 1 minute of rest. Your score is the lowest number that you achieve in any 1 minute. And I generally say a pair of 25-pound dumbbells for men, 35s for men, pair of 25s for women is a nice sweet spot for most people. Most people need to work on their shoulder press, not their devil's press. I'll just say that. The devil's press is fun in a weird way, I get it. But if you're asking me, hook me up to a polygraph, what do most people need to work on? It's probably the shoulder press. But do what you want. Then we have single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts as well, if you're interested in the other optional accessory work there. Video showing that movement. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder, calves and foam rolling, and the hamstring stretch. All those have videos as well. We say this at the end of each day, and we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow.